friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Maras, Ishe Yichyo, and the schus Moshe Meshedina, Rabbi Yisrael, Moshe Mordechai, the Baruch HaMasach, Rucham HaSeidayim, the schus Shum Yamin, Metishna Rachel Leia, the schus Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Esi, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, the schus Shol Daniel Ben Shenedina, the Baruch HaMasach, Rucham HaSeidayim, the schus Mordechai Leo Hillel, Ben Yosef Halevi, and Rabbi Yosef, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yosef Ben Rabbi Mordechai, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Chaim Tzvi, Ben Eliyahu, Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Rabbi Shmuel, and the Swiss Reforce, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, and Sarah Leah Bas Rivka. We're learning the Sugya of Meshichas Kohen, some incredible inyanim. The Rambam, the first parak of Hilchos Melachim, in the seventh halacha. We're going to be basing ourselves in the Torah of Rabbi Yagona Gadar, Rabbi Yitzhak Manzat Sal. Says the Rambam, Kshamidim HaMelech Moshech Nosa B'Shem and HaMishcha, when you appoint a king, you anoint him with the anointing oil, Shenemar V'Yikach Shmuel Es Pach HaShem and V'Yatzak Al Rosh Al Rosho V'Yishakehu. So Shmuel took the jug of oil and he poured it on the head of David. U'Meach V'Shem Moshechim HaMelech Reizu Zoha Lo V'Nava Adolam. After you anointed the king, he is Zocha for himself and his children for all the generations. Shamachas Yerusha Nemar, Neman Yarchim Amalach Tehuvan of the care of Israel. It's an inheritance for the generations, as it says, in order that he should have long days on his kingdom, he and his children among the Jewish people. Hinech ben Katim Shamilo Melucha Ad Sheyagdil. If he's a small son, you guard the Melucha for him until he gets big. Moshe Siyahodah Yoash, like Yehodah said to the Tivir Yoash. Chokodim Benachala, Kodim Yerusha Melucha. And everyone who comes first, Benachala. An inheritance comes first in Yarshining, in inheriting the Melucha. Ben Agadol Kodem LaKatan Mimena, when the big son is bigger than this precedes the smaller son. Not only Malchus, but all the Sraros, all positions of rulership and appointments in the Jewish people are inheritances for his son and his son's son until the end of days. This is provided that the son fills his father's shoes with wisdom and with fear. Let's say Yeri he has, but Chacham he doesn't. Okay, so you appoint him in place of his father and you teach him, so he can be a Chacham also. Doesn't get this minui, because in order to be Mimuna, in order to be appointed for something in Klal Yisrael, you have to have Yeri Shemayim. Otherwise, the minui is meaningless. To have Yeri Shemayim. Rambam writes here that the din Meshicha b'Shem and Hamishcha applies to a king, and this is based on the sugya and Krisus and Daf Hamid Beis and Hariyas Daf Yir Aleph Hamid Beis. There we see that a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol, even though there's Yerusha, nevertheless he still requires Meshicha. And we learn from a pasuk, "V'Kohen Mashiach Tachtav Mibanav," that the Kohen who's anointed in this place from his sons. Name a krava, a kohen shemich tachtav mibana. Why doesn't just say a kohen in his place from his sons? My hamashiach. Why does it say the anointed? Hakohen shemich tafilim mibana, but who the mashach abe kohen gadol, but the mashach lo abe kohen gadol. Even mibana, the one he anoints is a kohen gadol, and the one who doesn't anoint is not a kohen gadol. So you see that you need anointment to be the kohen gadol. By a melech ben melech, we see there, and it's brought in the Rambam. Later on, here in Halacha Yud Beis, she'eino nimshach, that he is not anointed. So, a Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol is anointed. A Melech ben Melech is not. And the Gemara learns it from a pasuk, man yarich yama mamlach tohu banov Yerusha, it's a Yerusha. Ayin sham b'sugya. So, from the sugya learns that it just goes directly to his son. No meshicha needed. No anointment needed. Now, there's no explicit pasuk that we don't require Meshicha for a Melech ben Melech. All we have a pasuk for is to teach us that it's a Yerusha. And since he Yarshins, Memela, it's Pashut, that he doesn't require a Meshicha. Just by Kohen Gadol, there's a special Gilui in the pasuk that even though it's a Yerusha, he requires Meshicha. So that's the Bavli. Despite the fact that he Yarshins, he still requires Mashiach. However, in the Yerushalmi, in Har Horius, Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, Sota, Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, Shkolim, Perek Vov, Halacha Aleph, we see Fakert, that a Melech ben Melech doesn't require Mashiach, necessitates a Pasuk. It's learned from the Pasuk, Kuma Shcheyu Ki Hu Zeh, Zeton Mashiach Ve'ein Bonim, Bein Benoton Mashiach. He requires Mashiach, but his son doesn't require a Mashiach. The Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol, who requires Mashiach, doesn't need a Pasuk, it's Pashut. Even though it's Yerusha, it still requires Mashiach. So we have a Fuch al Fuch Bavli in Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, Kohen Gadol needs a Pasuk that we require Mashiach. Kohen Melech doesn't require a Pasuk, it's Pashut, that there's no Mashiach. And in the Yerushalmi, we learn that the Melech ben Melech, you need a Pasuk that he doesn't require Mashiach, and it's Pashut that a Kohen Gadol does require Mashiach. So what's the machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? Tzarech biur b'mei pligu. My pligi, what's the machlokas here? Whether it's Pashut that you need Mashiach for Kohen Gadol, like the Yerushalmi holds, or it's not Pashut. You need a Pasuk like the Bavli, and that you don't need for the Melech ben Melech, according to the Bavli. Pashut that you don't need, and according to the Yerushalmi, you need a pasuk that you don't need for Melech ben Melech. And we also have to understand after the psukim, what's the ger there? Maishna Kohen Gadol, that even though he has Yerusha, he requires Mashiach, and a Melech, since he has Yerusha, doesn't require Mashiach. So it would appear as follows. In Shavuos, and Davtes Vav Amid Aleph, Sanhedrin, Davtes Zayin Amid Beis, Yuma, Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, it says, Kol HaKelim Sha'asa Moshe Mishichasan Mikadishasan. All the Kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the Mishicha is Mikadish. Mikan Ve'elach Avodasan Mechanchasan. And all the Kelim that Moshe made, what anoints them is the Mishicha, sanctifies them is the Mishicha. But from here on in, for Moshe Rabbeinu and on, it's not about Mashiach anymore. Now you just need Avoda. From this, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and in Shavuos on the Pasuk. Kuchol asher ani mares tavnis ha-mishkan ves tavnis kol keilo v'chein tasu l'doiras she-kiddush beis ha-mikdash requires that it should be like the kiddush of the Mishkan. And if so, v'gabei keilim, just like you need anointment of the Mishkan. And what applies to the Mishkan also applies to the Beis HaMikdash. So why don't we say V'neim HaBechein Ta'asu L'Doiris? Why don't we say V'chein Ta'asu L'Doiris when it comes to the Kelim? When it comes to the Kelim also? We learned earlier in the Gemara that all the dinim that apply to the Mishkan apply to the Mikdash. V'chein tasu l'dayr, the Mishkan apply to the Mikdash. So in order to be moisif alav, in order to add, so you need what we have in the Mishnah. In Shavuos. All of the requirements of the Mishnah in Shavuos. And you can't stam add, because what applies to the Mishkan applies to the Mikdash. So why don't we say the same thing by the Kelim? That just like the Kelim of Moshe require Mashiach, so to the Doris, answers the Gemara Shaini Yasim, Domar Korah, Vayim Shechem Vekadish Oysim. Oysim b'Mashiach, below the Doris b'Mashiach. It says that they anointed them and they sanctified them. Those they sanctified, but not the Doris. So we have a miut in the Pasuk. Eima Oysim b'Mashiach, the Doris, Oy b'Mashiach, Oy b'Avoid. And maybe say like this. Those have to be b'Mashiach. And then the Doros, it could be either b'Mashiach or b'Avoda. Amar Papa Amar Kra. No. Shishar Subam B'Kodesh, Lana Kasuv B'Sheira. It says Yishar Subam B'Kodesh. And it says Laku as Kol Klei Asharei, Sheshar Subam B'Kodesh. So it's superfluous, Sheshar Subam B'Kodesh. Of course they're Klei Shareis. So it's Lana Kasuv B'Sheira. The Pasuk is told of them in service. So in other words, it's only avodas mechan chosam, and not the mishicha. Frak the Gemara, hashi kasrochem ashe yisharsu osam lamali. Now that it says ashe yisharsu, that it's the kiddush hakelim is done with avoda, is sanctified with avoda, not with mishicha. So what do I need osam for? Osam is superfluous. Shari lecharin tzarich lomod mimenu shakelim shebuchol dorayin mikudashim miskatshim b'mishicha. What do I need the extra osam for? Osam mishicha v'ladoros mishicha. And so the Gemara look kasrochem an osam avamina. If the Torah wouldn't have written osam, I would have said honey who the b'mishicha these the klal mishkan harishonim rabbi mishicha. But Ladaros he need both. Those are b'mishicha, but Ladaros he need both. Because it says v'chein tasu, so you have the same dinim. And then from Asher Yishar Subam, we would say not only have to do mishicha because v'chein tasu, you also have to avoid it. So from Yed Rachmana otam b'mishicha, v'lo l'dorot b'mishicha. Those are b'mishicha. And the Doris are not be Meshicha. The Doris is only ba Avoda. Ad kan zachinu lemod et sugiyat ha-gemara ha-mofi'a b'mesechet Shavuot u'b'mesechet Sanhedrin. Now, in the Gemara in Shavuos, on Daf Tesvav, we have a Tosfos. Livor Maschil Meisiv Rava, Meisiv Rava Kol Hakelim Shasa Moshe Teima Mi Mishkan Gufei Havaleila Mifrach Sheitzarich Mishicha LeDoyres. Rav Ikshah, Masha Katuv, V'chein Tasu L'Dorot, that when you add on to the Azar, you require a Sanhedrin of 71, you require a Melech, you require a Navi, you require Rum V'Tumim. So we asked, so Rav says, so why isn't the same, just like we have the same requirements for Tosefes Azara, the Doris that we did in the time of the Mishkan, so why don't we say the Kalim also have the same requirements? As Makshim Tosvot V'Teima, why are we only asking from the Klei Mishkan that don't require Meshicha? Why don't we ask for the Mishkan itself? Mishkan Gufi Avaleila Mifrach. That the mikdash should require mishicha l'doros, just like it was anointed in the time of Moshe, it says in the pasuk. So, the Gemara learns later that only in the mishkan we require mishicha, but not the mikdash. So, why the Gemara should have asked over there? The mikdash has the same din; it should have the same din as the mishkan. Just like the Mikdash is the same din as the Mishkan. When it comes to Tosefes Al Hazar, what you want to add on, why don't you also say that the Mishkan has to be anointed just like the Mikdash does? Why does the Gemara ask that? And Tosis obliges with the Kasha. And the Maharsha, like Tzi, the Maharsha adds on that this is not just a Kasha on the Gemara. It's a Kasha Liba Demis. Why, Taka, doesn't the Mikdash need Meshicha? Not only why did the Gemara ask that Kasha? Why, Taka, Mikdash not need Meshicha? Because the miut of Osam is only referring to the Kalim. But it's not referring to anything else, and therefore, when you're Mekadesh the Mikdash, you require the Sanhedrin and the Melech and the Ramtum, etc. So you see that the Miut is only on the Kelim. So why, Taka, does the Mikdash not require anointment? Another kash is the kash of Tosfos and Dibar Maschil v'chein Tasu. Dibar Maschil v'chein Tasu l'doros. As Tosfos. The Kalim should also require 71. Just like you would need a Sanhedrin for to add on to the Azara, why don't you also require 71 when you're Mekadesh the Kalim? It says v'chein tasu l'doros. And that's at the end of the pasuk that says k'chol shenim ha'reuscha estavnis ha'mishkan v'estavnis kol kelev. So you see that the kelim are included. So why don't we require 71 in the mikdash? The miut of Osam is a miut that you don't require Mashiach. It's enough to have Avoda. But the miut of 71, where do we get? Where do you get the miut of 71 that you don't need 71 for Kiddush HaKelim? You should require that in the Mikdash, just like in the Mishkan. The Tosfos answers what Tosfos answers, Ayin Sham. Okay, we still have more to discuss, more kashes, and then we'd like to present the incredible Mahalach to understand this sugya, and we will mirt Hashem sina flos mitaras Hashem, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Neither we shall continue, and we shall not forget that Sof Davar Kol Nishma Te'elokim Yirav Et Mitzvotav Shmo Yizeh Kol Ha'adah. Shalom, shalom.